And while they are getting ready for this wonderful, wonderful event, let me tell you, I am just so excited. This is, for me, this is the highlight of my year. Highlight of possibly many, many years. It's so wonderful when someone comes to Christ and then does a public display of their faith and exclaims that Jesus Christ is Lord. So together we are about to witness a baptism. And we first must be aware and have full understanding of what we are witnessing. Salvation and the baptism of the Holy Spirit has already happened. And praise God that it's happened. Baptism of the Holy Spirit happens upon the moment of salvation. It's not for any of us to seek. It's simply what God does. Water baptism. Water baptism is different. It's an outward act of an inward faith. It's something that is within a person's heart, a public display and the desire to walk with Christ. So the first point to be made is that a person has already accepted the free gift of salvation before the desire to be baptized. And the second point to be made is the answer to the question, why is a water baptism significant? After all, there are many ways that someone can glorify God, proclaim his name, show their faith, and so forth, without getting wet. And incidentally, we should all be doing these things from the moment of salvation throughout our entire lives. But for the answer regarding the significance, let's let Scripture explain it far better than I could. Romans 6, 3 through 6 says, "Know ye not that so many of us, as were baptized into Jesus Christ, were baptized unto his death? Therefore we are buried with him by baptism unto death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that the old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, and henceforth we should never serve sin." The full submersion in water represents the death of the old you. Coming back out of the water represents the new you. It represents the likeness of his resurrection, a bold testimony to walk with Christ and no longer be a servant of sin. When we examine the book of Acts, we can clearly see how the Lord has brought us here today. It describes a man who was feeling the pull towards God from the working ministry of the Holy Spirit within his heart. While he was reading scripture from the book of Isaiah, God delivered to him a deacon named Philip. Philip helped him to understand what he was reading. The Lord delivered Philip to him. As we see in the book of Acts, in chapter 8, 26 and 29, "And the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, Arise, and go toward the south unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is desert. And he arose and went, and beheld a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority under Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who had the charge of all of her treasure, and had come to Jerusalem for to worship. He was returning, and sitting in his chariot, read Esaias the prophet. Then the Spirit unto Philip, said, "Go near and join thyself to this chariot." So Philip was guided all the way specifically to meet with this man. Verse 30, "And Philip ran thither to him and heard him read the prophet Esaias and said, 'Understanding thou what thou readest?' And he said, 'How can I, except some man should guide me?' And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. The place of the scripture where he read was this: 'He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb dumb before his shearer, so opened he not his mouth.'" Now, upon receiving the word, we can again see the heart of this man changing as he reaches salvation and desired to be baptized. In verse 33, "In his humiliation, his judgment was taken away, and who shall declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth. And the eunuch answered Philip and said, 'I pray thee, of whom speaketh the prophet this? Of himself or some other man?' Then Philip opened his mouth and begat at the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus. And as they went on their way, they came unto a certain water, and the eunuch said, 'See, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized?' Philip, being a good and proper deacon, sought confirmation from this man prior to the baptism. And as we conclude in verse 37, "And Philip said, 'If thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest.' And he answered and said, 'I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.'" So in Bodhi's case, Bodhi felt that pull from the Holy Spirit that led him to seeking that understanding. Although Bodhi received that message through several messengers and not one, the truth of God's word remains the same, and all coming from the Holy Spirit. Through the truth of God's word, he reached out to Christ, believing in all his heart that Jesus is the Son of God. And Bodhi reached that moment of salvation. From there, he sought to be baptized. In this case, it was two deacons and not one that gave him counsel and confirmation. And that, my friends, is how we have come to be here today, gathered together.
Bodhi, if you believe with all your heart, you may. But I have one more scripture to give you right now. Take it from Ephesians 1:13. It says, "In whom ye also trusted after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise." You have received salvation upon hearing the word of truth. Before you are baptized, I now ask that you share with all who are witnessing the truth of God's word. Brothers and sisters, I am a lowly sinner. I have failed God in more ways than I can count, and yet he loves me. Everyone sins, and yet he loves us all. We battle against sin every day, and more often than not, we lose. We strive for perfection and fall short again and again. This is the nature of this world. The law has set a standard by which no man can live. But where we are weak, the Lord is strong. We may lose battles every day, but God has won the war. For I know I cannot save myself, but I have Christ. Through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and only through him, I am saved. 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. The gift of salvation is truly a marvelous thing. It marks us as citizens of the kingdom of God before all of us. Only through Jesus can we find mercy and forgiveness in the eyes of the Father. Christ Jesus' life, death upon the cross, resurrection, wash us clean in holy blood. They clothe us in his righteousness. Through him, we are released from the strife of this world to the promise of everlasting life. 1 Peter 4, to an inheritance that is incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not. This inheritance has unlocked a freedom in my heart that I have never known before finding rest in Christ. In Galatians 5:1, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty which Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. This world tries time and time again to drag us back down to earthly promises, but through faith and faith alone do we find a higher purpose. Matthew 6:33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God, and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. For this gift of salvation I am eternally grateful. Salvation is not the end of our faith, but merely the beginning of a new life, a spiritual growth and rest in Christ. Let me wrap this up with a bit of scripture that really touched me and showed me the purpose and beauty of fellowship in a church. It's in Colossians chapter 3, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell richly in you in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, sing with the grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever ye do, in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him.
After hearing the truth of God's word, I do declare that you are my brother in Christ. And it is my honor to glorify God in your baptism. And I now baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Jesus Christ. It is in Jesus Christ's precious and glorious name we pray. Amen.